Morning, I'm Peter, if I've not met you before. We're going to head to Psalm 121. And we'll be reading the whole psalm. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Good morning, everyone. I don't know if you had a similar experience this morning. I thought, I'm all over this daylight saving thing. I woke up at the right time, and then I got in the car, and you know, the cars are always the last thing to be set right, and I was like, 7:58? What have I done? But then I was like, no, hold on, that's right. But anyway, I thought, oh, I need help. But I was like, hey, that's a good thing, I learned about this week. Before we get into Psalm 121, why don't we pray and ask God for help? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you're with us. Pray that you might be with us this morning as we hear your word. Might you help us to know that you are with us and that you are our help. I just pray that you'll be with us. In your son's name, amen. When I was a teenager, I decided to go on a bit of a journey with my friend Tyler. My parents have a dairy farm out in Bexhill, and on the farm there was a hill, the back hill. And as a kid, it looked, you know, huge, but it wasn't really that big. And so Tyler and I decided that we would hike up this hill from one side along the ridge line to the other, down the other side of the hill, which is where my house was. As we took this journey, we faced much hardship in the form of a steep ascent, relentless farmers' friends, and a ferocious humidity, which only the northern rivers could conjure up. Yet, we also saw great views, and we had great company. This was a true journey. And Psalm 121, which was just read out for us, is a song sung by those on a journey. This psalm is part of a group of psalms called the Psalms of Ascent, written for those who are on a journey, those ascending to Jerusalem, as Jerusalem is on a hill. Why would they take this journey? Well, they would take this journey to Jerusalem to worship God at the temple. Yet this psalm is also written about one's whole life. It's a song for those on a journey, which makes sense that it relates to our lives, our whole life, because our lives are a bit of a journey, full of twists and turns. This song was also written, well, it was written to give confidence to God's people as they would take this journey. And so the psalm begins with the question in verse 1. He goes, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? As we explore this psalm together, as we consider our journey through life and all that that entails, we will see that our help comes from the Lord. And we can have confidence knowing his presence. We will see this as we explore his presence and the destination. Those are our 2 points. So his presence and the destination. When Tyler and I were on this journey on the back hill, there were many things which I feared about this journey. There were many scary things that could happen, which could have brought our journey to a screeching halt. I was scared that we might see brown snakes, black snakes, green snakes, anything that slithered, really. I was worried about spiders and ticks. I was worried that we might run out of water. I was very worried that we could be abducted by the Bexhill Yowie. Tyler, he was more concerned about the snacks, of course, but there were many things that could have gone wrong, things that were potentially even life-threatening. For the Jews traveling up to Jerusalem, I'm sure they had lots of similar concerns. wildlife like snakes and scorpions and lions. I actually have no idea what wildlife surrounds the desert in Jerusalem, but I'm sure there would have been things to be worried about. There was the scorching sun in the sky, or the risk of running out of water or getting lost. But more likely, for these travelers taking this journey to Jerusalem, they would have feared being robbed by thieves and outlaws. Some people would live in caves along the roads which these people would take, who might attack and rob them while they're taking this journey. There are many possible dangers travelers might face on their journey up to Jerusalem. And our lives, they're similar as well, isn't it? Our lives are a journey full of hardship and evil. We face daily threats. We're surrounded by things which could and do go wrong. We're familiar with the dangers which this life has to offer, from disease and sickness to bullying and poverty. On our journey and our journeys through life, where does our help come from? On our journey through life, can we have confidence? As I mentioned, this is the question the psalmist raises at the start, as he understands how dangerous his journey is. So he asks, where does my help come from? And he answers this in the very next line. Check it out. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The psalmist knows the Lord, the God who made everything, who made heaven and earth, and everything in it is on his side. And this continues throughout the rest of the psalm. Keep reading with me from verse 3. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. The repeated phrase, which I noticed, I'm sure you noticed as well, throughout this psalm, is this: he will watch over you. He will watch you. Every time he says watch or keep, or in other versions, it's in the ESV, it's keep. In the original language, this is all the same word. It means, well, this word is Shema. Now, this word Shema means to keep, to guard, to watch over, all these things. So the psalmist continually says this to show God's presence with his people. He will watch over them. He will keep them. He will guard them. He will Shema them. He is their Shema. The psalmist knows that God, the Creator, is always with his people. So no matter the danger they face, it will not be bigger, more powerful than the God who is with them. The psalm tells us God is like the ultimate journey companion, watching over you tirelessly. He will be with you always without resting. He will be with you your whole life. Verse 3 and 4 say, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. God doesn't sleep. He's always with you. He would be like a guard at Buckingham Palace, but he stays at his post 24/7, unfazed, totally aware. Except God is way more powerful because he's everywhere, with his people at all times, guarding them. What confidence this must give them. The God of the universe is on their side. Now, we know that God is still with us today. Jesus, the embodiment of God, came down to be with his people. And he promised he would be with us till the end of the age. And even now, those who believe in Jesus have the Holy Spirit inside them. God is with us today in our journey through life. As we enter a new year of high school, God is with us. As we start our HSC, God is with us. When we start that new job, God is with us. As we start studying at university, God is with us. As we go on holidays, God is with us. As we start a family, God is with us. When we are at work, God is with us. If we get fired, God is with us. If we get a promotion, God is with us. When we retire, God is with us. When we are sick, God is with us. When we are by ourselves, God is with us. As we experience harm, when we suffer, when we face evil, God is with us. He is in everything. Wherever we are, God is with us. He is present. This can give us great confidence as we experience life. On our journey through life, we will face many twists and turns. As we hit many potholes, we can have confidence in God, for our help comes from the Lord. He is with us. Yet you also might hear some things that the psalmist is saying and think, this seems a little bit too good to be true. The psalmist declares in a few places that God will keep us from harm or all harm or all evil. He will not let your foot slip. He will protect you from the sun by day, from the moon by night. What can the psalmist possibly mean? What is he saying for us as we journey through life? Can we expect protection in all of our hardship, from every hardship? How can we see that God will keep us? Well, that brings us to our second point, the destination. This idea of God's protection over our whole life is hard to wrestle with. And when I first read the psalm, this was something that I wrestled with as well, because I'm aware of the harm which we face on our journey through life. We all experience evil, some more than others. So how do we take this psalm when it says that God protects us from all harm? Well, one way you can answer this question is by reading it in the context of our destination. Again, heading back to the journey of Cameron and Tyler across the treacherous back hill, one of the things which motivated me most about completing our journey was knowing the destination. I knew that down the hill awaited water and food, and even better, a water trough which the cows would drink from. Hear me out. This trough was maybe a couple hundred meters from our home, and I couldn't wait to get to it and to jump in it. Despite the green slime and sludge which grew in these troughs, I was keen to reach this destination. Jesus came and died, and he secured our destination. A destination where we will experience no harm, in every sense of the word. God will dwell with his people for eternity. The end of Psalm 121 reminds me of this destination which Jesus has secured. He says, "The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore." And this can give us confidence as we journey through this life, because we know our destination is secure. But the psalm doesn't really talk about the destination, but more the journey there. The journey to the destination. So how does God watch over us, guard us, keep us from harm while we are on our journey through life? Well, God does guard us through this life, and he will keep you until the end. Verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your whole life. The Lord keeps us from ultimate harm because he says he will never let us go. If we believe in Jesus, then he will keep us. Paul expresses this in Romans 8, where he says he is convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This past term, we've been looking at the book of John, if you've been with us, and you might have picked up on a lot of these passages showing God's protection. From John 6, Jesus says, "The will of God is that he will lose none of all those God has given him, like raise them up on the last day. John 10 shows us a picture of Jesus as the good shepherd. Shepherd being the one who looks after his sheep, the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep so that we might be free from sin and death. God is with us and he keeps us until we reach our final destination. He doesn't leave us defenseless. 1 Peter 5 says that through faith we are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed at the last times. The point is that our journey through life, in our journey through life, God guards us. He says he will keep us now and forevermore. He protects us from ultimate harm. If we believe in Jesus, he protects us from the consequences of sin, the punishment of eternity without him. He guards us from hell. God keeps us. He says he keeps us until we make it to the destination. God helps us make it to this destination. For Tyler and I on our journey, we looked to our destination and found hope. Yet Psalm 121 says that we can have confidence because God helps us reach the destination. As I said before, God is like our divine journey companion, like Gandalf or Dumbledore, but way better. He's so much more powerful. He always stands guard. He's always with us, protecting us as we journey through this life. The psalm is showing us God's character, his loving character. He guards us because he loves us. The psalmist is emphasizing God's presence in our lives on the way to the destination. And we can have confidence because God is present and active in our journey through life. Yet we haven't actually discussed in depth how exactly God helps us, as in this is the question which is raised at the start of the psalm. The psalmist is saying, where does my help come from? And we've somewhat discussed this because through God being with us and present in our lives, he helps us, and he helps us by securing our destination, and he helps us to reach this destination. Also, we can definitely say that God ultimately helps us through sending Jesus, but what comes to mind when you think of God helping you? When I was at the shops the other day, last week actually, a little old lady called out to me in the lolly aisle. Now, of course, I wasn't buying anything in the lolly aisle, but she called out and said, hey, can you pass me 2 packets of those honey and eucalyptus lollies? I'm not joking. And I thought, what a classic thing for an old lady to be eating. But naturally, I proceeded to help the lady out. There was no way she was going to be able to reach these lollies. Now, often when we think about help, something like this might come to our mind. We think of an old lady needing help, or we think of a child in a classroom stuck on a maths problem. What kind of help does God provide for his people? Well, firstly, I think it's important to remember that we can always cry out to God for help. Whatever circumstances we are in, we can cry out for God's help. Also, God sends us a helper. If we believe in Jesus, then the Holy Spirit is in us. And the Spirit is referred to in the Bible as a helper, to help us live for God, to help us to live like Jesus on our journey through life, and so much more. The Spirit is our helper. But Psalm 121 is emphasizing God's presence in our lives and how that can give us confidence on our journey. The psalmist repeatedly says that God is present and active. God is present and active in response to his own question of where does my help come from? So let's explore this idea a little bit. Tim Chester's got a book called Enjoying God. You might have heard of it. You might have it. Might be a good idea to get it. And it shows us the Trinity's presence in our lives, God's presence in our lives, and how we can enjoy him. One thing the book emphasizes, in fact, Psalm 121 emphasizes, is that God is active in everything. Sometimes he acts directly, which we might call a miracle. Or other times he acts indirectly, which we would call natural causes. But everywhere our Father is at work. He says in the book, the postman who delivers a comforting letter is an agent of God, even if they are unwitting partners with God. He also says, you see the birds and enjoy their song. What's the explanation? How do you see it? There are all sorts of explanations, but Jesus invites us to see the intimate involvement of God in our lives, to see a fathered world. See, God is present. He is with us. How do you see it? How do you see it in your life? God can provide a friend to lean on for us, to comfort us, to have a laugh with. God can help us by providing for us through food, providing food, food that grows on a plant, or food that's half price at the supermarket, or a delivered meal from someone in your gospel community. He can help you through hardship and suffering. He can help us literally by making water fall from the sky. How crazy is that? And we certainly felt that last Thursday. It was like pitch black outside. It was 8 o'clock. Our help comes from the Lord. Remind yourself of this each day. My challenge to us all, and to myself, is that at the end of the week, I want to look back at everything that's happened and consider three ways which God has helped me this week. It might be something we might consider to be small, like the energy to get out of bed, or someone in your family doing the dishes. But when we look closely at our lives, we can see how God helps us. And this is on top of his ultimate help of always being with us, of securing our destination and being with us as we journey towards this destination. Psalm 121 can give you confidence as you travel through this life. As you face whatever this life throws at you, you can have confidence knowing God is with you. He is your help. Except sadly, this confidence is something that not everyone can experience. Sometimes we tend to put our confidence in things which is not Jesus, is not God. Maybe you place your confidence in things like money, thinking it might guard you, it might help you. What about family, a partner or a parent to keep you safe? Maybe it could be a job or a high position that you have. Maybe it could be your confidence in your own strength, your own ability, your own intelligence to get you through this life. Can these things truly give us confidence? How do they compare to God, the God who made the whole universe and everything in it? Can things like money, partners, parents, jobs, our own strength, our own intelligence truly keep us? What about after we die? Maybe some of these things might protect us while we're on earth for a while. But can anything in this world provide ultimate protection? Only God can do that. It's only God who will keep your whole life. Now, the adventure of Tyler and Cameron on the back hill wasn't much of a journey, really, when we compare it to our whole lives. But our travel companion is always with us. He's always present. And he will keep us and help us to make it until we get to our destination. We can have confidence because our help comes from the Lord. Let's pray and praise God for that now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are always with us. If we believe in you, then you're always with us and you're active in our lives and that you help us. Lord, I pray that you might help us to remember the destination, but to also remember that you are with us, helping us to get there, that you will guard us, you will keep us on our journey through life. Pray that you might help us to encourage one another of this, and that you might help us to remember that we can always cry out for you, to you for help. And thank you that you're with us. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.